Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All three of the Abrahamic religions teach that lending to the poor is an act of compassion that serves the entire community, and therefore charging interest was seen as immoral. It was called usury and was considered a heinous crime. The Roman Empire allowed usury, but in 1179, the Catholic Church decreed that usury was forbidden. This law did not apply to Jews. While the Torah admonishes usury, Talmudic law allows a Jew to practice usury with a non-Jew, and so money lending became primarily a Jewish business. Over the years, usury became more accepted in Western society, and we've changed the definition with the addendum of charging interest at an excessive rate. In the 17th century, the Bank of England began issuing paper fiat money. This gave the banks the ability to simply print money out of thin air. And for over a century, this was rightfully called out as fraud, until it became public policy, known now as fractional reserve banking. What was once seen as immoral is now seen as normal. Many assume that the financial loans given out by the banks are coming from savings they hold for their depositors. But this is not true. When someone takes out a loan, the bank creates new money out of thin air and then charges the person interest to borrow it. Fractional reserve banking allows the banks to legally create 10 times the amount of each deposit. This inflating of the circulating currency devalues that currency and allows the banks an opportunity to profit dramatically. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 began a system of debt designed to inflate beyond its means until it implodes, the exact opposite of sound money. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War I, which led to the Great Depression, which led to the Emergency Banking Act of 1933, which ended the gold standard and made every dollar spent an IOU to further increase the debt, which is ultimately owed by the American people. The banking cartel funded both sides of World War II, which led to the Bretton Woods monetary system, which made the USD the world reserve currency, and gave central banks the option to go straight to the gold window of the U.S. Treasury to exchange U.S. dollars for physical gold. But by endlessly creating more debt, it became clear that the U.S. had printed far beyond their gold reserves. And when several nations came to collect their gold, the federal government dishonorably closed the gold window. To maintain world reserve currency status, the U.S. turned to its military, guns for hire to Saudi Arabia in return for the petrodollar, and war with any nation who threatens USD dominance. A Ponzi scheme is an investment fraud that pays existing investors with funds collected from new investors. And that's what the bankers created. They profit exponentially off the people's debt. It was designed to collapse, and that's what it's doing now. All the markets are crashing, and the derivatives market alone is in the quadrillions, which is much more than the total financial assets of the entire world. There is nothing left to prop up the dollar. This Ponzi scheme is at its end. What that means is that the money you have in the banks will disappear. Everything will go to zero, and then we reset. How we do that will ultimately be up to the people. The banking cartel knows that the only way they can survive this collapse is to somehow convert everyone to an authoritarian CBDC. But without the people's trust, the banks will have problems with this. Many people will lose everything and will want nothing but justice from the old banking system. But many others will comply. Hard times are coming fast, and if we were smart, we'd prepare. Let the big banks die and create a banking system that serves we the people. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, that's how it goes, isn't it? Oh, screw your freedom. Screw your freedom, says Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then, oh, I'm sorry. Please watch my movie. I love your freedoms. I don't know. Maybe he's got a new movie coming out, but that's hilarious. And I was talking to the boys from Revenge of the Sith before they went live here. I said, hey, what's your big story? What are you guys monitoring? And we were going to talk about the Riley Gaines situation. And then he brought up the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, screw your freedoms. Oh, okay. We forgive you. So, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took your freedom. Oh, I'm sorry I disarmed you and raped your family. I'm sorry. Ha, ha, ha. Like, what? Do they really think? Who is it that wrote the story that said, we need to have a time of forgiveness after the pandemic? Like,
amnesty.
That's
amnesty.
That's what was amnesty.
The Atlantic, I want to say, was one of those.
The Atlantic.
That but, it, well, my, you know, one of my favorite things with the Schwarzenegger thing is a lot of these people went, and we're watching it now, but like they go against their base because they tell them, you got to go against your base. This is what they need you to do. And then they go, okay, fine, I'll do it because you're telling me to. But now when everything washes off, people that watch Arnold Schwarzenegger movies are dudes and alpha male guys. They're not guys that want to be told what to do. But now what's happening is, like you said, a movie's going to come out and Arnold's going to go, I'm so sorry, I'm still the tough guy. And somebody said to me, well, he's not a politician. Who cares? He is a politician. He's one of the biggest politicians, one of the worst California politicians, in my opinion.
Yeah, no amnesty for any of these people ever. Ever, ever, ever. My favorite part about, like, the Schwarzeneggers and all the people, like, oh, you know, they all came to us once the myocarditis and once the stuff started popping up, and they were like, look, things were said on both sides. We all did some things. And you're like, no. We didn't do anything. I didn't tell you how to live. I didn't even tell you not to get the jail. You live your life. I was like, you do what you want to do. I want to do what I want to do. And then you said, screw your freedoms. I'm going to lock you in your homes. We're going to take your guns. We're going to take your children from you. Remember when the Salvation Army came out and said, we're not even going to give, like, poor kids like toys or donations if they're not vaccinated? They went that far with it. No amnesty. It's off the table, in my opinion.
And the people who refuse, who will never give any of us forgiveness. We don't ever get forgiveness, by the way, because how many people get canceled and you go, oh, I'm so, you know, I didn't mean to, whatever. It's like forever. You're barred forever from life. They're begging for something they would never give us in a million years if we were on fire. Not only would they wouldn't piss on us, they'd throw gasoline on us because they don't care about us. And I won't give them that. People are like, it's a big step. This is a lot of dummies. It's a big step, you know, admitting you're wrong. He doesn't mean it. None of these people mean it.
Yeah.
They're just having the consequences of their own actions coming back, and they found out that no matter, they used the entire star power, Hollywood, the politicians, and at the end of it, they still couldn't get half the country to do what they said, so they're panicking.
And they're not sorry. This is literally just a strategic ceasefire. You know
yeah.
what I mean? This is just, hey, forgive us. Please don't kill us because we're going to go back to the drawing board and figure out a way to kill all of you.
Again. We're not the, you all we aren't the bad guy.
Yeah, it's like, no, they're not. You're not even really sorry. You're just going, hey, we need a ceasefire for a while so we can figure out how to kill these people again.
Well, and the way you said it, I forget how exactly you worded it, but it was right out of the victim versus abused or you know, abuser versus victim psychology, where it's, hey, we both made some mistakes, right? Like, oh, we both made some mistakes. I mean, that's abuser versus victim psychology 101. Oh, we both made some mistakes.
I said some things, you did some things.
Yeah.
You're like, no, you beat me is what happens.
I mean, you could get into the aspect of domestic abuse and relationships, but that's what it is. And then you said it too. It's like, oh, It's like the wife saying, you know, oh, I've only been beaten six times. Oh, he's sorry this time. He really didn't mean it. We're taking a step forward now.
Well, it's true, and it, 100% what you said, it is like a domestic abuse thing. And it's even worse, though, because you're going out and telling people, like, they're doing this, and they're going like, yeah, okay, but, like, did you scream at him? Was dinner cold? Because that's the equivalent of it. It's like,
yeah, what was he wearing?
And no, and I'm like, no, maybe people just don't want to know their kids' hearts exploding. I know that's crazy. I know, I can't believe we're at a point now where you have to explain to people, maybe kids don't want their hearts exploding. Maybe people want to live their lives. Because for us at the beginning, it would people go, I mean, you guys got it right. At the beginning, we're like, we're not doing this no matter what they tell us. How did you know? Bet against the government. They're always trying to get you. At this point, it's sad, but that's all it is. Everything is politicians.
You know, it's what you just said is so amazing. It's kind of like people make the joke about Jim Cramer. I'm sure you guys have seen Jim Cramer.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Always bet against Jim Cramer, and it's like unbelievable. What they don't understand, what the normies don't understand, or even maybe liberals, you might want to say, who would go to you and say, how did you get it right? How did you get it right? Well, when people come to me, it's like, okay, forget about whether I'm smarter than you or not. Like, forget about intellect, philosophy, logic. Like, don't even worry about that. I understand. I know the media's lying. Like, I know the government is lying. It's not even about me being smart or making a smart bet. It's that we've already leapt the hurdle. We already know it. The television is fake news. Your politicians are lying to you. And when both of them are on the same page and the same wavelength, you know you're getting psyoped. And so it's like we've accepted that and we get that. Some people haven't had that understanding.
Well, for people like us, and what I mean is like people, like viewers of InfoWars is a great example. It's muscle memory. It's you see something, go, that's not, I don't buy it. For some people, though, you know, I feel bad for people that don't. And I think there's a lot of people that are and you feel bad for them, that are idiots. Or going along with what's being said just because they're not political, they don't care, whatever, they have stuff they're doing. But for other people, you see it immediately. And I always bring it up to, like, that scene in The Matrix when he's like, what do you look at? It's just that lines of code. I just see a Reddit here. That's what you're looking at. You go, we know what you're doing here. This is another psyop. You're messing with us. And then before, you know, you brought it up. I was watching you. You brought it up. Like, they're already planning another pandemic. It's a coming. And if you think this one was bad, this next one's going to be worse. Because if this didn't work, like, okay, let's, in my opinion, get tinfoil hat, whatever, they're going to up the ante and go 2% survivability in a rate. What about 4? 5? 6? What level are we going to have to do where they're subservient?
Well, and there's also something to be said for, as you brought up, intelligence. There's street smarts and there's book smarts. And I think with the COVID thing, all the book smart people just had no cynicism, no social.
Oh, they crapped the bed big time.
And they just were like, oh, yeah, we do. We trust the science. Whereas street smart people are a little more like, I'm going to examine the whole scenario before I inject things into my body. And it's like the street smart people were like, wait, Pfizer and the government? That's like literally like Satan and Hitler teamed up. And they're like, try our new energy drink. And you're like, I don't know if I trust you two.
Yeah, and Jim Jones just came out. Yeah. Jim Jones just came out with a new punch.
Exactly.
And you're like, want some Jim Jones cola?
Like, I'll have a Monster. Thanks. You know,
it's going to be a little bit better. But it is like muscle memory. I mean, they've studied, you know, like ground animals or even tortoises whose main prey is a bird, right? And they just know if they see a shadow, like a shadow goes over their head, boom, they go into the shell, or the prairie dog goes into the burrow. Like, it's muscle memory. It's the same for us. It's like, oh, here comes that government tyranny. You know, it's got all the earmarks. It's got all the shapes. It's got everything that we're totally used to. So we don't even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. It's just, oh, no, they're lying. I'm not falling for that.
But, you know, I will say, I think that the one good thing about COVID, well, there was a couple good things about COVID. Number one, it exposed the game, which is that exposed what they were doing. And I think, like you mentioned earlier, a lot of normies are starting to catch on. A lot of them are starting to go, even people that wouldn't, even the politics are going like, what do you mean my kid still has to wear a mask? Why do I still need to do this? Why are there's still so many vaccine requirements? Because they're pretending like there's some places there's still vaccine requirements.
I can't believe I still see people in a mask.
Dude, I see it all the time, and you're looking, and you're like, what are you doing?
I see people outside in Florida occasionally with a mask on, and I'm like,
they're called New Yorkers.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point.
That's the plate I never want to see.
I see it even in Austin, though. Rarely, but actually even just this weekend, I got a ride home from a ride app, and the driver still has his mask on. And I don't know if that's the policy for the ride service or whatever, but you can tell he doesn't want to have it on. He's got it under his nose and he kind of has it fluffed up like the old face diaper. And it's like, dude, just take it off.
Yeah.
Let me give you a white pill. We got in an Uber, and the guy was a huge InfoWars fan. The guy that drove us.
Yeah.
So there's a good. There's both sides of the coin. The guy's like, "Oh, InfoWars are so cool. I love them." Hey, let me start playing stuff. So like, there's a lot of people. That's what they can't control, and it's obviously become a meme. But it's a weird silent majority of what's happening now. People are like, "Yeah, no, that's fine, but I'm still not going to do what you say," because. What's brought up, if the propaganda wasn't working, they wouldn't be pushing as hard as they were. And it's not. It's broken. They've broken the system. And now all they do is they don't reflect. All they do is up the ante. They go, "Oh, you didn't listen to us this time? Now watch what we're going to do."
Well, and it is kind of like the Fight Club. It's like, you don't talk about Fight Club. It's like, your face is kind of beat up. You look like you had a fight last night. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, I think I saw you last night. It's like, oh, you didn't take your vaccine, huh? Oh.
And then bruises under their left eyes, and they never spot explain. Each other.
Yeah. Oh, you got a shirt with an American flag on, huh? I know you're not a liberal.
Okay, Ray Epps.
Yeah. We're going into the Capitol. I led people in the Capitol. I'm not a Fed, though.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now we're talking about crack-smoking gay prostitutes that Obama used to have a good time with in limousines. Because we were thinking, believe all women except... Here's your list. Believe all women except...
Ashley Biden.
That's right, with her diary where Joe Biden would rape shower with her.
Rose McGowan.
Oh, Tara Reid. Don't forget Tara Reid.
Tara Reid, another Joe Biden accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Believe all women except Tara Reid. Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey. Who else was there with the Clinton?
God, there's so many.
Literally the entire Clinton, anyone that Bill Clinton was ever with, pretty much.
The women that came out against Andrew Cuomo.
Oh yeah, there was a whole team of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were like marching down the street by the dozens.
Well, he had Royce told me the story of Andrew Cuomo. I guess there was like a cop, like that was from New York State or whatever, that was allegedly, you know, banging his daughter or whatever. And he had that cop reassigned.
He reassigned him to Niagara Falls.
Oh, I did hear about that.
He was like, yeah, you're still a cop. I can't fire you technically, but you're in Niagara Falls.
Like, but I'm going to move you so far, you're going to see the Mounties on the other side of the river.
Yeah, like a guy going from, you know, like nuclear command base to like a basement archivist or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they move them around. But that's what they do, man, and they move stuff around. But look, or here's some people you don't believe. Any woman that was on Epstein's Island. Like, you go down the
Virginia
list.
Virginia Guffrey.
They're
all liars.
Yeah, everyone's a liar unless it benefits them. Because if it's Kavanaugh. You know, I mean, that guy's clearly a racist.
Yeah, send someone with a gun to kill him.
Immediately do that. But don't defend yourself because you're going
to... By
the
way, I'm joking. That's what the left did. A guy showed up at Kavanaugh's house during the protest to shoot him. Showed up with a gun. His plan was to assassinate him. But see, liberals will hear that and be like, oh my God, we got it! We got InfoWars calling for violence! Cut this up! Send it out! And it's like, no, that's you guys.
Well, they do it all the time. And then if you defend yourself, you go to jail here too, so...
Well, you guys caught a little bit of Austin. I don't know how many times. Have you guys been to Austin before?
This is my first time, anyway.
First time?
I saw somebody in front of the Capitol building literally on our way here that was doing fentanyl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good morning.
What were the giveaways? Was he chanting how much he loves Joe Biden?
It's very easy, though, to see when they're setting up their rig and everything.
No, I mean, it's bad. I mean, like, it actually
right
is sad.
There setting it all up, and there was, like, a little huddle going on. And
it's actually
like,
sad. I mean, we joke and laugh, but it's kind of sad, actually, to see that.
But yeah. Sad, but like they think they're helping them by just letting them do it. You know, that's the part that's really sad. It's like, you know, Mercer's bringing it up earlier off air, but like Philadelphia, I mean, look at all these cities.
Yeah, Kensington.
Philly.
This is the end game. And the cities are like the reason like cities that survive, like Austin's a great example because it's surrounded by red, which kind of insulates it. Because if you left it alone, it'd be California. It'd be, you know. So that's the only thing that keeps it safe. And it's funny because, like, you know, the tax-paying people and stuff and the people that work hard here are funding, basically, open fentanyl markets. And, you know, what do you do?
And they pay for these nice parks, which Austin is a beautiful little downtown. There's a nice little park there, and it's like...
Very nice.
So
I like it.
You pay for this park, and then it's not safe enough, even in daytime, to walk your dogs or your kids through. And it's like, so what are you paying for? You're just paying for a homeless tent city for people, like you said, to just have an open-air fentanyl market, and it's really depressing.
Hear me out. Open-air vax injection sites.
Those already exist.
Oh, that's right. They're called hospitals and doctors.
No. I went to a Austin FC soccer game. You're looking at streets from Philadelphia here.
Kensington.
It's just so bad, really. It's the ultimate decay. No, I was at an Austin FC soccer game. It's the local MLS team here. Very popular. Last year, and they had a free COVID vaccine tent right there at the game.
Oh, yeah. Those.
I'm like, I'm trying to go. I'm telling you, man, it was crazy. I'm trying to go to a soccer game, right? I just want to have a good time. I don't want to think about this bullcrap. I walk in. I've got 30 trans flags waving in my face. No American flags. Plenty of trans flags, though. And then I walk to my seats, and I have to go through a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I'm just like, am I at a sporting event or a freaking communist propaganda campaign?
Well, look at the Foo Fighters. We were just talking, the Foo Fighters were doing that at their concerts. They were like, well, no one's allowed to come to the concert. And they had the same vaccination sense outside where they're keeping that. And then their drummer died. Nobody knows what happened. Well, we don't know what happened, but we know the drummer died. Somebody, by the way, look into it. Foo Fighters, before they were bought over, they were into a lot of the AIDS stuff. A lot of it was hoaxed and all that stuff. They were pretty, the people will call conspiracy theories, and then something happened where now it's like, get the vax.
Taylor Hawkins, who was probably the greatest drummer of our generation, was anti-vax. He actually did an event way back in the day that was like basically, I forget what organization it was, but it was for vaccine-injured children that had autism, and he did a whole fundraiser for them, and then flash forward a few years later, and they're like, you don't play drums in the Foo Fighters unless you get this vax. And
well,
I don't know. It just seems odd that a perfectly healthy guy in his 40s
decides suddenly.
Yeah.
And I will say, there he did work with some people behind the scenes, and he never wanted credit for it or anything, but he worked with some kind of health right-wing activist-type people behind the scenes, and they told me, like, no, he was anti-vax, but he never wanted any credit or anything. He didn't want to go public. But, yeah, he was actually definitely doing that. And you know what's even funnier? The Foo Fighters, I believe it was probably produced by Dave Grohl, they did a movie called Studio 666.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Right before Hawkins died, he did that movie, and it was where he killed all of his band members. This is a guy that, you know, after the end of Nirvana, when Kurt Cobain died, now he's doing the Foo Fighters. So it's absolutely crazy. I mean,
it wasn't Courtney Cox this time like last time, though.
Courtney Cox?
I mean, sorry, Courtney Love.
David Arquette's wife murdered Kurt Cobain? That's a wild theory. And now that one I've never heard.
InfoWars, and that's going to be the thing.
It's so confusing. How can you keep up with all of it, though? But nobody trusts anything. You know, isn't that like the ultimate thing now where that's the problem that we kind of have to deal with all these people waking up and all these new internet activists, let's say, or internet archivists and stuff. It's like nobody believes anything anymore. Like, I'm looking at the Damar Hamlin situation, and guys are like, look, there's no tattoo. Yeah. My God, it's fake. And I can look at the picture, and I'm like, I literally see the tattoo. It's literally right there. What is that? It's like a psychological phenomenon where we're so distrusting of anything, it even messes with our sight.
Well, every time something happens, I mean, I'm sure we all catch ourselves doing like, I don't believe it. But, you know, you look into it, maybe it's true. That's a good point. But I think a lot of the times that this is what always happens is there's a lot of psyops where people go in there and try to make conspiracy theorists or whatever look crazier. That way they lump everyone together, you know, where you go like, hey, man, I have some questions about this vaccine. It's like, what, do you think there's lizard people? I'm like, no, I'm asking about the vax. So if you lump everybody together and make them crazy, I think that the Damar Hamlin thing was one of those people trying to make people think it's a different person to make everybody look crazy. The reality is probably something happened to him. He got a lot of money, but him not showing his face and leaning into it, they want to make you look crazy. Mm-hmm. That is the end game. It's the fake. End game is to it's make fake. You look crazy. They want you to look crazy. That way they go, look at these nutty people, because they want obedient serfs that are going to take the vaccine and mutilate their children and be weak. That way they can do whatever they want. And they even went from saying, they're openly saying it now. They don't want men to be men anymore. Everyone needs to be feminized. Mm. So, you know.
It was the same thing. Like 9/11 was like my first memory of like being like, okay, I have some concerns about, like, the intelligence community. What did they know? Who knew what? Mm-hmm. Was this? And then it becomes like, yeah, and ask about the lizards. And and the energy-directed weapon.
Or a hologram.
You know. And you're going, can you please stop? Like, I'm trying to get some real...
Like, hey, I'm just a little confused how six passports somehow magically were in pristine condition on top of a pile of rotten magma.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
I don't know.
And the whole Bush dynasty was basically, like, started as, you know, when he was head of the CIA.
And Bush's brother running security on the building.
Go, okay, lizard people, got it.
The insurance taken out $1 trillion
that we just misplaced the day before?
No. You must believe in lizard people.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. With an image of President Trump, the shirt is being printed now in Texas It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, that's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we've got the hosts of Revenge of the Sis in studio with me. And now, we're talking Butt Light. And that's going to be what it's called now. But it's funny, we did go out this weekend and we had a couple adult beverages. And I did not drink a single Butt Light. I would not even have considered it. In the past, I might have. If I was gonna be out drinking cold light beer, I might have considered a Butt Light. Not even on the radar now. But I don't know if you guys saw the executive. Did you guys see the video of the executive explaining her decision yet?
I saw it floating around, but I have not seen the video yet.
Did you see it?
I have not yet either.
So basically, it is happening. Nobody's buying Bud Light like they used to. The shelves are completely stocked up. It can't sell. I would imagine bars are having a similar issue, but
maybe not as much as the store shelves. And so she says, basically, how long is this video, guys? Let's just go ahead and play this, and let's get the response. So this is the woman behind the new, we're going to hire a man dressed like a woman in a bathtub to promote a beer meant for alpha men that work 15 hours a day with their bare hands and just want a cold beverage at the end of the night. And so this is the woman now who's in charge of the Bud Light marketing, Bud Light executive, explaining why she made the decision.
Well, I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light, and it was, this brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like, we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand. And my, what I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor. And it was really important that we had another approach. So,
ma'am, you're an executive at a beer company. Don't use the word hangover in your pitch.
Or young drinkers.
Yeah, young drinkers. That was weird, right? They're like, all right, hear me out on this. I'm just brainstorming. A baby bottle with the nipple on it filled with Bud Light. Boom.
Bud Light baby bottle
in the market.
We already have a beer for trans people. It's called White Claws. So there's already...
Straight
White Claws.
People can drink White Claws.
Yeah, well, that's why we keep making fun of you.
Well, Dick Masterson on Twitter had a good tweet about this, too, where he was like, he did the Don Draper quote from Mad Men, and he was like, the only thing that matters is new smokers.
Yes, exactly.
That's the only thing that matters.
But by the way, before you played the video, the moment I saw her, I go, oh, I know what the problem is. I already,
it's pretty obvious.
Diversity hire, but it's like
a woman.
Yeah, it's like, I love her arguments. Like, you know, this is, okay.
You don't know that.
I knew the problem right away.
Are you sure?
There's a woman with crayon drawings running Bud Light. Yeah, I'd say that's...
Look, she's got her numbers behind her there, guys. See the numbers?
And make
that's
sure,
Bud Light sales numbers since she's taken over
there. Yes. And make sure when you feed her, you keep your palm open so they don't bite your hand.
Yeah.
But the apple?
Careful.
She 100% these diversity hires, it's this out-of-touch deal. Like you said, Mersh brought this up the other day. I forgot on what show, but Mersh was like, yeah, because a bunch of construction workers want to come and be like, hey, let's watch that Dylan Mulvaney video. I'm a big fan.
Do you see that Dylan Mulvaney in a bathtub? I'm feeling like some Bud Light.
Oh, yeah. Let's drink, boys.
Because Dylan Mulvaney made that video where it was, oh, and I met the nice garbage man, and he recognized me. And if you're watching the video, thanks, you made me good. I'm like, yeah, it's a New York City garbage man is on his way home, and he's like, man, I got to crack open a Bud Light, watch the next Dylan Mulvaney thing. Let's see if RuPaul's Drag Race is on. It's like they're not doing that.
Well, and look, and in a way, like I don't feel bad for Dylan Mulvaney, but I also realize that he's being used. I mean, this guy's clearly being used for an agenda, and he's just figuring, I was a failed actor my whole life, and now I'm finally making it once I put on a dress and a wig and chop my dingling off. So, I mean, now I'm making it. I guess I'll just embrace it. But it's like, we're not going to let this defeat us. I'm not going to sit here and be told that a man dressed as a woman is going to be a successful marketing campaign in America, because I don't believe that is the case. But going back to what the executive said, listen to what she said. Oh, Bud Light's been an iconic brand, and it's been frat dudes and all this stuff. Okay, so yeah, and Bud Light does pretty well. Maybe it's been a tough last couple of years because seltzer is hitting the market, and maybe, you know, people maybe decided they're not going to drink as much. I don't know. Here's an idea. You want to sell 30 packs of Bud Light? Do a retro can. Done.
That's it.
You know what?
It's done.
You're actually 100% right.
I'd go buy a retro
can
right now. If
you want to back, just dump stuff like that. You do that too. If you go to a place and you see a Coke in a bottle, when they have, I have the old retro one. It's a little thing. You're right. It's a good point.
Well, you have Memorial Day coming up. Hear me out on this. God forbid. An American flag can. I know that sounds...
Wait,
nuts.
What?
I know that sounds...
No. Hear me out. Trans flag. Where
that's what they...
Hold on. It's a trans beer, but when you drink it, it's actually orange juice.
There you go.
Identifying as a beer.
Hear me out.
If you were... Like, let's say you're going to have some people over this weekend. You're like, I need to get a couple 30 racks. And you walked by and you saw two... And you saw Bud Light had a throwback can. Like, let's say the silver with the red outline and the blue Bud Light going sideways, he'd probably pick it up and say, I'm going to get that classic Bud Light. Me and my friends used to drink that back in the day.
Yeah, throw it in the cooler. I mean, 100%. But it's they're ripping off their nose to spite their face. They don't understand. Yes, in the short term, is this giving them exposure? Maybe. But Bud Light isn't a brand you need to remind people exists. It's like Coca-Cola. Everyone knows it exists. But they're doing it because they're being told to lean into it. Like we were saying before, like the Schwarzenegger apologizing. I think all these corporations, these people are handpicked. They're putting them in there and they're going like, remember the Clydesdale horses? Remember when that's what, but for years, they just had Clydesdale horses. Oh, that's so cool. Americana, Bud Light.
Yeah, they play football and stuff.
Yeah, and now it's like, do you think, but they did it to the NFL too. I mean, anything that used to be manly, like I said it before, I know I'm saying this a lot, but I'm a big believer in the feminization of make people weak. You take away men's beers, you take away their sports, you take away their genitals in some cases, what do you have left? Subservient people. But look, I agree that this is 100% done on purpose. And yes, it's people are talking about Bud Light again, but I honestly think that at the end of the day, when all this blows over, most people are going to go, I don't need to drink this. I don't really care. Bud Light tastes like every other light beer, in my opinion. There's a bunch of other people. And the people that say nothing now, have you noticed something? The companies that don't go woke, they don't have to even agree with you. As long as they shut up, they're going to get your business. People just wanted to grill, and you wouldn't leave them alone.
Yeah, and I don't know if I believe this woman's, like, entire premise about, oh, declining sales, Bud Light's not doing well. I ran bars for 15 years. It's what I did. I managed bars. And at least most recently, like 10 years ago when I was still running bars, Bud Light was always the number one beer selling in any bar. It's always the number one beer. In fact, I used to hate Bud Light because of the amount of Bud Light I would have to order every week, and it would take up so much space in like the storage area because you had to have no less than 7 cases of Bud Light to get from to the next Friday. And it was just like every other beer, you'd be like, eh, we get a case, we'll be all right.
Well, by the way, I mean, it's already in the news, Bud Light sales plummeting. I have a friend who's a manager of a large grocery chain, and he said, yeah, we actually, the sales are so down, we cut the price $3 for a rack.
Oh, that means a real $3. That's a big cut. Yeah, they're cutting it out. And I you got to wonder, these diversity hires are the big reason, but a lot of people like the diversity hires are on purpose, because when you're not hiring people based off of like who's best for the job, you could cherry pick the people you want in there that are going to do what you say. And then before you know it, it's like, hey, look, the NFL's gay now. Bud Light better be gay, too. We're all gay here now.
Well, actually, there's a reason for that. I'll show this on the other side. The Human Rights Coalition started up this, you know, always funded by George Soros money. It's like CEI or something like that. It's something. But basically, they have their
Sounds like CIA, but okay.
Well, they have their own credit score now for corporations where they give the corporation a credit score. And if they're not green and if they're not gay, you're not getting a score and you're not getting, you know, whatever the business is.
That's right. But that's at the next level of the ESG thing. It's all coordinated. It's all like we all need to be the goo backs from South Park. We all have to look alike, drink the same goo, and just
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
But you're gonna drink your Bud Light, and then you're gonna have your Beyond Meat burger when you're gonna finish off with a little Grasshopper Delight. Ugh. All right, that's the future.
Ice cream.
I can't wait for the Bud Light soy beer coming soon, folks.
Joe Biden will be waiting for you in the next room, and you're gonna do service to your country.
Okay? No, he's sniffing me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wait a second. You know, I think we're doing pretty great, buddy.
Yeah.
I think we're killing it, to be honest with you.
What are you talking
about? Killing ourselves after this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm talking about you embrace the leftist anti-American agenda. I think it's bad publicity now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, no, it's, and the thing is I don't even.
I wasn't talking about you. Is that what you thought? Did you?
Yeah, I was making a joke. Making,
oh, man.
Trying to have a little fun around
here. I didn't know. I was going to say, I didn't
we
know you were trans.
Bring the humor over here, bro. Hey.
guys.
My pronouns are on Twitter. Oh, you're not, though.
Guys. Ratings are down. Somebody be trans.
I don't think it's a leftist thing.
Not it.
I don't think it's a left or a right thing. I just think people are sick of getting their agenda pushed on them, period. And I just think it's like, you know, I think people can deal with a little bit of a corporate message, like, hey, you know, don't litter and be a nice person or whatever. But now it's like, you know, cut your kids' genitalia off and let us groom them. And it's like, okay,
yeah.
Well, we're not doing this
anymore. Remember the reasonable stuff? Mersh pointed, we're in the elevator and it was something as reasonable as, hey, recycle your plastic bags. And I'm like, remember when that was the only propaganda we had to deal with? And you're like, oh, recycle, okay.
Yeah, remember
like,
that was when
hey, man, clean up. I'm like, okay, deal.
Smokey the Bear says, don't start forest fires.
And now it's
the
like...
The way I said it was, we were in the elevator, and we saw this thing, and it was like, hey, you know, this week we're going to be doing a plastic, like, pickup day, and we're going to clean up the streets. And I'm like, remember when that was as annoying as progressives got? Was like, hey, Sunday, let's all volunteer, we're going to clean up at the party. Like, ah. Like the Lisa Simpson progressives, where it was like, shut up, Lisa. Like,
yeah, but
that was kind of annoying, and now it's like, no, you're going to hand your children to me, and you're going to drink Bud Light. And you're like, I don't even like Bud Light.
I'll give you my kids, but you're don't make me drink Bud Light. Please.
Come on, man. All right, just one thing at a time.
They're going to do the Steve-O butt chug for Bud Light. It's going to be mandatory.
Yeah. That's right, dude. I'm going to have a bunch of products and a butt in the title, dude. Just tired of him.
But this is the first, I mean, you know, you could have probably point that, yeah, even what might be considered bad publicity sometimes has turned out to be a positive for people. But with this, with the Bud Light deal, that's clearly not been the case. I mean, when you're cutting prices for a 30 case at grocery stores, $2-3,
mm-hmm.
you're in problem territory.
And you have a lot of country singers that are a couple in public are coming out and saying like, yeah, no, I won't push it anymore. Sorry, we're done.
Yeah, but even bars are just like, nope, we're just going to pour it out.
I don't know if you know this, Bud Light, but there's like a lot of options for crappy beer. So like you're easily replaceable.
Even this is now. America. This is the land of crappy beer.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
Literal like shelves of it.
Cathedral. Stone Cold used to swim in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not, I think they probably made a bad move here. It's like you said, this is Bud Light was always a trucker, you know, the plumber, you know, a working man's, you know, get home and have a beer. And it's like, they're getting like, all right, miss me with all this gay stuff.
But you know what? I tease it. And the problem is we sit here in the breaks and we just keep talking. Like the show doesn't even stop. And I tease this and I forgot, but I'm remembering. Guys, pull up the website. If you plug into a Google search like Human Rights Commission, Climate and Equity score or something like that, you might have to dig a little bit, but it's the official logo with the two yellow bars on the blue black background. And then the funny thing is you go to their website, they always claim to be commies, but you go to their website and they have a pop-up that's trying to sell you a rainbow flag gay hat. It's like the first thing that pops up is like $500. You get a gay rainbow flag hat and you support. Yeah, there it is. They got it pulled up. See, I told you. I wasn't kidding. Look, it's asking for hundreds of dollars for this hat. But anyway, you go, there it is, the Corporate Equity Index. Human Rights Campaign Foundation's Corporate Equity Index is the national benchmarking tool on corporate policies, practices, and the benefits pertinent to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees. So there you go. So it's like, oh, big pharmaceutical company puts out a vaccine that kills tens of thousands of people and maims millions. That's all good, baby. That's all approved. That's all above board. But hey, if you're a company out there, you better do something gay now, or you're not going to get an equity score.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the old World Peace sketch, the Toss It Project one, where he's basically like, if this is 2020, and if you're not, you know, cool with teachers teaching your kids about butt sex, like, it's just not, that's the way it goes now. And we have now gotten to a point where you're not even allowed to not, like, be comfortable with this being discussed. Like, it's one thing to, like, they pushed the Overton window for years, and it used to be like, all right, just don't say anything at work, but I'm gonna not be a part of this, right? But now it's gonna be like, they're gonna browbeat you, and they're like, you didn't donate? You didn't get a $100 hat for the corporate equality? It becomes like, no, you are going to sign on the dotted line and say that you agree.
He won't wear the ribbon!
And it's like, but that's what it is. And you're just like, I just don't wanna be here. I just do your thing. I don't care. But like he said earlier, we just wanted to grill, man. And you just keep pushing us.
It went from like, the argument was always, hey, look, whatever you do, we just want to be left alone in our own bedrooms. You know, we just want to get married and it's fine. Then it's like now, look, listen, you're going to put the genitals in your mouth or you're going to lose your kids. That's how it is. Now put the rainbow flag hat back on. Oh, by the way, we closed all small businesses now. Go work at Amazon because that's all that's left. Good luck. Go piss in a Gatorade bottle.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and now your currency is being deflated, too.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just nothing left to enjoy. Like, they really are just taking everything. It's like, oh, man, you know, like, at least we had money a few years ago. That was nice.
I think, you know, the awakening is definitely on. It's really just a matter of, to me, it's like a race against time. Is everything going to have to totally collapse? Like, is that really what it's going to take? Does everything have to collapse? Or can there be enough sense of urgency where people finally take their head out of Kim Kardashian's ass or whatever, you know? I mean, look, I like watching sports, but, you know, take the head out of the center's ass, okay? Like, let's look around here. You're putting face paint on for a ball game. Okay? That means nothing to you. All right? You know? So it's
well,
like...
Well, it's a ball game, but yeah.
That's so true. No literal war paint. Like, so you could just drink your Bud Light in the...
And that's how great we had it. And so that's awesome. You could go put your war paint on for a football game and get massively drunk. Great. That's how amazing it was. It's all going away. So can the sense of urgency beat wherever the threshold is for the World Economic Forum Great Reset Plan to just totally take the country down?
Well, they want you to still put makeup on. It's just female makeup and a dress when you go to games. That's the only difference. But what can you do? I mean, honestly, the best way to fight back, in my opinion, is just ignore them. There's alternatives to everything. I mean, that's the one thing that we're finding out. The problem is that I'm sure you've all seen it. They're trying to limit the free market, right? Because the argument always was like, if you don't like it, go do something else. But it's like now when you have like seven companies that own everything God, I'm seeing the queer kid stuff. We've covered her before. She is insufferable. But this is what it is. And they tell you, well, why do you care? Because I don't think kids should be talking about sex, whether it's gay or straight. And I used to be something that, for the most part, reasonable people agreed with. And we're not there anymore.
Well, imagine the debate that used to be had. I mean, you know, I'll never forget it. There was a WWE used to do, or it was WWF, they used to do the female lingerie matches,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that was like the big thing. It's like, okay, this is on cable television. It's like, do we really need the WWF doing female lingerie wrestling matches? And you know, it'd be like, hey, you're just not having a good time. Like, these people just don't know how to have a good time. We're just gonna railroad right through you. And then they had all the top-rated shows on TV. I mean, literally, there was a time where they had the top five television shows were all WWF or
even
ECW.
Sunday Night Heat was doing good.
Yeah. They were just crushing the ratings. And it was like, anybody that came out against this and hated on this, I don't like Stone Cold drinking beer. I don't like them having naked women out there. And it's like, okay, keep talking. We're number one. We're number two. We're number three. We're number four. And we're number five. Keep talking. Now it's like, oh, did we offend you? I'm sorry. Do you want me to put a dress on?
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is that that was the golden age of America. We peaked back then.
I want to do a whole podcast
about that. We need to go back to Ron Hanny's matches. We need to go back to Stone Cold with the beer truck shooting beer all over the arena. I'd say let's go for it.
I've actually wanted to do a whole podcast on and just a call-in show. What was the best decade in American history? And you'd have to obviously talk about the decades we're alive. For me, I think it's got to be the 90s.
90s. Everyone's going to tell you the decade they remember the most fondly. They're always
That's what I wonder.
For me, the Matrix was right. Humanity peaked in 1999. And then after that, it was just all a mistake. The 90s, because look, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know this. There was gay people in the 90s. The problem is it wasn't all in your face because everyone kept to themselves. And they were like, yeah, well, so Terminator's out. Let's go watch that and stuff like that. But now it's
America died when WCW went out of business.
That's true. That's true.
You should have been the new commissioner.
You kind of do look like this.
He does, actually. He looks like you could walk right out of the locker room right now.
I'm also as trustworthy as him.
Yeah, but I mean, look, man, what do you do to fight back? I always tell people it's like this can be overwhelming. The main thing is to do take care of your family, take care of your kids, make sure you're protected, and be ready for the worst. I mean, and that's not to sound too dire, but like.
No,
you
I
should.
I mean,
like,
I tell people to enjoy life, you know, go to the Pro Bowl if you get tickets, have a fun weekend, do your thing, but also maybe learn how to 3D print stuff and maybe learn how to grow some vegetables.
Well, and I think,
it might help you down the road.
The other thing, too, is I think just, it's not even about a conservative thing, just American patriots, don't give these people any wind. You know, the centrists out there, the neutral people need to see you having a good time, living your life, smiling, being a good person, being informed, being aware, and not backing down. And then eventually they'll be like, actually, I'm with them.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to 3D print stuff.
Go to InfoWarsStores.com. That's how you support people.
Well, he just did my work for me. Revenge of the Sis, guys. Thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.